Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we pray that you would teach all of us to love, to rejoice, to appreciate you, and to love you more. Lord, teach us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I would like to talk to all of you the subject of the sermon, Lord, teach me to love. The ability to love is truly a gift from God, and it is an expression of a heart that is so full of joy. As Christians, we thank God that we can rejoice and we can laugh because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in our spirit, and joy is one of His fruits. Unfortunately, laughter for the average people is usually based on circumstances. But as believers, we have an awesome privilege. We can laugh even when things are not going the way we would like. John chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, the Lord Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. From this scripture, we learn that the reason we can laugh and enjoy our life in spite of our current circumstances, because Jesus is our joy. His joy can remain in us if He is the vine and if we are His branches.
If we abide in Him, if we have close relationship with Him, if we have Him on the inside of us, and our relationship with Him is so strong, we are like the branch, He is the vine, that connection happens, then the joy of God will be on the inside of us all the time, no matter what happened on the outside. So then we can laugh no matter what happened, in spite of circumstances. And that joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of the fruit that God wants to give to us. The Bible says that once we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, once we are born again, all the divine seed that produce godly fruit in our life already in there fully, completely inside us. Once we accept Christ, the fullness of who God is. We may watch some movie and we think that Jesus Christ is a man who looks very serious. Sometimes you watch movie and it's not representing Jesus. You think that Jesus has long hair, beard, and walk around like this, and very mean, very like a religious type. In my eyes, I don't see Jesus that way. I believe that if Jesus standing here, He will smile. He will love you. You can see the joy of the Lord from His eyes. You can see the radiation of His love out of His eyes. He will stand before you and He smiles and loves you. He's not standing there like a religious person. Amen. Amen. like this. No, He is a joyful and loving person. And that fruit of the Holy Spirit is fully on the inside of you already. The Bible says, Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, for in Him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. So we have completeness of everything that God has on the inside of us as a divine seed. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy. Everyone say joy. Joy is the second one. We start with love and then followed by joy. Peace, long-suffering. I believe that God has to put that way because I cannot be long-suffering if I don't have love and joy. Is that right? So we need to start with love and then followed by joy and peace and long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says, whoever has been born of God, how many people born of God here? How many people born again here? Okay, you are the candidate. Does not sin, for his seed remains in you and me. The seed of God's perfection and righteousness on the inside of us already. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. So joy and laughter is not something that you try to get from a bank. Get from somewhere. It's already on the inside of you. The joy of the Lord is already on the inside. What you need to do is to learn how to tap into it. Learn how to open it up and let it flow out of you. We all have the well of salvation on the inside of us. The well of salvation is composed of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, everything on the inside. The power of God is on the inside of us. But the enemy is very clever. The enemy tried to destroy us by stop up the well of salvation. You know, in the Old Testament, when they tried to destroy the enemy, what did they do? They stop up the well or the water in that city. I read to you 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 19. 2 Kings 3, 19 say, and you shall attack every fortified city, every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water. So the devil tried to stop up, tried to put dirt and stone to block the well of our salvation with the thoughts of bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, worry, and all kinds of depression, discouragement. He will try to throw to us all these stones and junk into our life, so that we cannot have joy anymore. We become a long-faced Christian. But God says we need to take that stone out. We need to take that dirt out so that the living water on the inside of the well of salvation can flow out of us. And we can say, ha, 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 ho, 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 he, 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 ha, 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 ha. Amen. So that the well will rise up on the inside of us and come out and overflow everywhere we go. Amen. It's interesting. In the book of Genesis chapter 26, when Abraham dug into the ground to make well for his animal, his cattle. After he died, the Philistines represent demon, the symbolic of demons. The Philistines put dirt and put all the junk into that well in Genesis chapter 26. And what happened? God used Isaac to unplug or unstop the well of Abraham, his father. What Isaac mean? Isaac mean laughter. Isaac means laughter. God used laughter to unplug the well of salvation so that the things of God can flow out from us. Praise God. I remember when I was a young man before I became a Christian and got into revival, into the fire of God. I'm a man who rarely smiled. And Pastor Da know very well. I'm a very serious man. I'm too intense, serious. I could not smile that much. I could not laugh that much. I think people in the first generation of the church know about that. But one day I got touched by the fire of God. That fire come and removed the stones and the dirt out of my well, the well of my salvation. After that day, I began to laugh. I become happier. Pastor Da is happier because his husband is happier now. Instead of being serious at home all the time. Amen. So I start to let loose. I cut loose and start to laugh easily. Sometimes when Pastor Da say that, you know, you need to change. In the old days, I'm going to yell at her and talk back to her. How dare you, wife, talk to me like that? Now, when she corrected me, I say, ha, ha, ha. Yes, dear. Happy wife, happy life. Amen. I just got corrected this morning. And I, ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will not give you sadness. The Holy Spirit will not give you discouragement or depression. He wants to give you joy every single day. And that joy will give us, inspire us and energize us to be strong and healthy and successful in life. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 16 verse 11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, there is a fullness of joy. If you say that you are anointed, and you say that I have the presence of God, but you have a long face, I start to wonder, really you have the presence of God? Because the presence of God will bring joy into our life. The presence of God will give us joy to be able to endure and to outlast the scheme of the enemy. The enemy may try to throw darts and stone and the spear and sword to you to kill you, to destroy you. But every time he throw to you the problem to your life, you turn around, ha 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 ha. And the devil say, are you crazy? I try to kill you, but you say, ha 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 ha. And eventually you outlast the devil. The devil have to give up one day. Because every time he try to throw something to you, ha 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 ha. He say, I cannot do this to Dr. Lau. I'm going to go to somebody else. And if you still ha ha ha, he's going to go to somebody else. Amen. He cannot destroy you because you outlast the scheme of the enemy. And you can overcome every negative circumstance. You can overcome everything that comes against you, and you are ready to go into the promised land that God has given to you. Amen. We need to be full with the Holy Spirit all the time. We need to be filled with the presence of God all the time. That's why this pastor is crazy about the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Because I know it's good for you. I love your guys so much. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to have so much joy in your life. Amen. I'm going to explain medical reason later on. I'm going to tell you why joy is so good. It's all proven in the research, medical research. One way to keep the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, one way to shut off all the negative thing and all the depression out of your life is to practice Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. One way to keep the Holy Spirit feel on the inside of you is to stop thinking negative. Stop meditating on the bad things in your life. Don't even talk about it. Don't even discuss about it. Yes, if you have to talk about it for certain reason to resolve the problem, talk and then done, and don't talk about it anymore. Now, when you watch TV, you heard all the bad news, all the stock market layoff, people get laid off from Boeing, get laid off from Microsoft. Don't talk about it. You talk about the goodness of God. You think about the promise of God. You talk about the good things that God done to you. Keep talking about the good things. Then depression cannot be inside you. Then every time you think about the goodness of God, you say, ha ha ha, God's going to take care of me. I'm not going to be sad. I'm not going to let the circumstances control me. Amen. The excessive thoughts of the situation will lead you into the words. And then after the words, it will affect your emotion. If you keep talking negative, believe me, you're going to get depressed. And eventually you can not sleep very well. Don't talk negative. Don't think even negative. Don't entertain. Every time negative thoughts come in, kick them out. Get rid of them and only meditate on the goodness and the promise of God, the word of God. God is good to you. Keep thinking about that. Amen. So that is one principle that we can keep joy in our heart. The second principle, the Bible says that we need to keep a song of praise in our hearts and on our lips. In Isaiah 61 verse 3, when I read this scripture, I notice that our God is a good God. He's a good father. He wants to exchange. He doesn't want you to keep bad things. He wants to give you good things. Isaiah 61:3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. God said, you have ashes, give it to me. I give you beauty. The oil of joy for mourning. You say, I cry. Oh, the situation is bad. God said, give me mourning, I give you joy. Exchange it. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. God said, instead of keeping the spirit of heaviness, oh, sad, depressed, discouraged, God said, give that to me and start to sing songs of praise. Start to put the garment of praise. How many people put on your clothes before you come to church this morning? Raise your hand up. If you don't, I'm going to invite you to leave this place. Because you're going to be in trouble. Oh, man. I put my clothes on this morning for sure. We need to learn how to put on the clothes or the garment of praise. When you wake up in the morning, instead of complaining, you say, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. You need to keep praising God. You remember the story about Paul and Silas in jail. In the dark night hour, in the midnight, their hands are in chain, shackled in their legs, in their feet. And in the midst of that bad circumstance, they begin to pray and they begin to praise God. And when they praise God, that praise went up to heaven and touched the heart of God. When it touched the heart of God, God moved his mighty hand and pulled off the chain, pulled off the shackle, and opened the door of prison. Not only they got saved, but all the prisoners came out. And not only that, the jailer got saved as well and became a Christian. Praise the Lord. Let's give hand to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to learn how to praise God in the midst of bad circumstances. Amen. Look at Abraham. Abraham was an old man. He was promised to have a baby when he was already old. His wife was old. It looked impossible. You know, many of you may want to have a baby. But you say, how long I need to ask? How long I need to wait for God? Look at what Abraham did. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Why Abraham looking at his own body? I'm old man. Looking at his wife, no way. She has no menstruation anymore. She is a post-menstrual period now. How can she have a baby? But instead of complaining, he keep praising God. He woke up every morning and say, God is so good. He prays like that every day. And as he praised God, God strengthened him. And God empowered him by faith to see the miracle happen in his life. Amen. Praise the Lord. We should do that. We should meditate on the word, speaking the word, thinking about the word, and praise God every single day. You know, laughter is like anesthesia. I'm a doctor, so I'll understand anesthesia. Patient always ask me, when you're going to operate on my brain, is it going to be awake or sleep? I say, sleep for sure. I'm not going to operate on you while you are awake, because surgery on an awake patient is tough. Is that right? Painful. God mentioned in the Bible that he wants to come and beautify us. He is a plastic surgeon. He liked to beautify us to become like Christ. So he tried to do some plastic surgery on you. Look at the Bible in Psalm chapter 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. So God is a God of healer. He's a doctor. He's a healer, so he wants to do something, make you look better. I'm not talking about outside. I'm talking about inside, okay? Don't misunderstand. God's not going to come and do liposuction for you. I'm talking about the liposuction in your spirit, not your body. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. The word of God come to cut into you to divide between what is the soul and what is the spirit, what is the carnality and what is of God. I like Amplified Bible say. I read a little bit on the Amplified Bible. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word that God speak is alive and full of power, making it active and operative. God like to do operation. He use his word to beautify you. And he use his fire of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit, come and touch you to beautify you, to become more and more holy like Christ. But in that process of beautifying you, it may be painful. You know, plastic surgery, I have seen some patients of mine that they have a facelift. Right after facelift, they look swollen and so painful. They have to take some Tylenol or ibuprofen or Vicodin. It's painful. They have to go through some process of pain. So God say, let me give you laughter as the anesthesia. When God touch you, you laugh. You forget about the pain that he is operating on you. When you go through difficult circumstances in your life, you just laugh about it to be your anesthesia so that you can forget about the pain that keep you in that operative process. God wants to bring deep healing into your life. God wants to change you from glory to glory to glory. And God give the church laughter in order that we can become more like Christ. But some of you may say, Pastor Lau, it's easy for you to say that. You have a good job. You have a wonderful wife. But I have a lot of problem. I cannot laugh like you. I cannot have fun like you. Yes, I really sympathize with you that you cannot laugh. But think about this. Even if you just think about salvation. Wow, I don't need to go to hell. Oh, Jesus died for me. Just think about that. You can laugh already. Ha ha. I don't need to go to hell. I'm going to be in heaven forever. Ha ha ha. He, ho, ho, ho. Is that right? I want to tell you one thing. My worst day with the presence of the Lord is far better than my best day without him. You may go through all the problem in your life, but the presence of God is with you. You can laugh about that. You can be in a big yacht in the ocean, but no presence of God. I'd rather to be in the charcoal house with the presence of God. Amen? The presence of God and the salvation we have is enough for us to laugh. We don't need to win the lottery or have a promotion or something to laugh about it. We can laugh anytime. Just sometime I drive on 405 going to work to the hospital. Just meditate on the goodness of God. I begin to laugh already. God is so good to me. I begin to laugh already because I just think about the goodness of God, how God is good to me. Victory is not the absence of problem. Victory means in the problem, we have the power to overcome it. So we have victory and we can laugh about it. Amen. No matter what adverse circumstances you face right now, you draw closer to God. You trust God. And you can laugh about it. Psalm chapter 5 verse 11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you. We need to learn how to laugh. To be joyful through the situation. Learn how to be joyful in the Holy Spirit. When the devil tried to shoot you, you retaliate him with laughter. You retaliate him with joy and singing praises to the Lord. Don't let him have victory. If he tried to bother you and you become depressed and cry, oh, the devil say, it's fun. I'm going to keep doing that because he responds. But if we laugh and we enjoy our life, no matter what he does to us, he's going to stop one day. He cannot do anything to us. Amen. Now I would like to talk about medicine a little bit here. A lot of you may not know that scientific research already discovered that laughter is good for your body. Dr. William Fry Jr. research the potential healing power of laughter. And after 30 years of research, he found out that when people have a belly laugh, really good laugh, what happened? It ventilates the lungs. It makes the muscle feel relaxed. It makes the circulation go around the body to bring oxygen to every part of the body. In other words, laughter is equal to aerobic exercise. When you perform aerobic exercise, you know what happened in the medical field? It will increase the blood flow to your brain. It will increase your blood pressure a little bit and increase the heart rate and get the oxygen to every part of your body to clean up all the junks and toxic material in your lung, in your muscle, in your liver, everything. That's why aerobic exercise is recommended by the doctor. And one doctor who studied about laughter called this laughter internal jogging. Internal jogging. You don't jog outside in the cold weather. You just sit at home. Internal jogging. The research say that if you laugh for 100 times a day, it's equal to 10 minutes of jogging or rolling something. The research say that 20 seconds of belly laughter is equal to 3 minutes of working out on a rolling machine. So laughter is good. Another evidence of proof that laughter is good for your health and healing, bring healing to you, is Dr. Lee Burke at Loma Linda University Medical Center. He researched in 60 men by putting this guy into the situation that they have to laugh very hard. And they studied the blood hormone. He found that why we are laughing, the stress harmful hormone will reduce, but the good hormone go up to make you younger, to make you look good and strong and healthy. I read to you the research saying, stress hormone level of cortisol. You don't want a lot of cortisol in your body. If it's too much, you're going to have high blood pressure and stroke. The stress hormone cortisol in these men decreased 39% while laughing, and adrenaline level fell 70%. At the same time, the feeling good hormone called endorphin. How many people know endorphin? Why people should not take morphine too long? Because if you take morphine too long, your body will deplete endorphin. Endorphin is a hormone that stops all the pain in your body and make you feel good. God gave that to us, endorphin. It says that laughter will increase endorphin 27% and the growth hormone 87%. And growth hormone will make you look young and keep your weight down, so you will not gain weight. So in other words, if we live a depressed life, discouraged, anxiety and worry all the time, cortisol and adrenaline come out, all the bad hormones come out, cause sickness and disease, heart attack, high blood pressure, a lot of problems come and people die sooner. But when you laugh, you have joy, the blood pressure will go lower. You live longer, your heart doesn't have to work so hard. Amen? One doctor say like this. This is a conclusion of one Christian doctor. If you laugh every single day, it will reduce stress, lower the blood pressure, elevate your mood, boost your immune system, improve brain functioning, protect your heart, connect you to others. How many people like to be around people who smile? Is that right? Connect you to others, foster instant relaxation, and make you feel good. That's why the devil wants to destroy the church by bringing religion and tradition and say in the church, no laugh. You have to look so dignified. No Holy Spirit. No the joy of the Lord. Don't touch these people. Then when they laugh, ooh, why they laugh? They don't understand the medical reason why we laugh. It's good for us. God give the joy or the holy laughter, the joy of the Holy Spirit for us to look younger. How many people want to look young? How many people want to live a long life? Amen. You need to laugh every single day. Look at what the Bible says. This is the prescription of God. God wants to give you prescription. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, 22. A merry heart does good, like medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bones. Laughter and joy is the prescription from God. God gives to you by the Holy Spirit. It's free of charge. You don't have to pay the insurance. You don't have to pay the pharmacist. And no side effect, no complication. If you take Vicodin, you may have rash. You may have weird feeling. But when you take the laughter of God, no side effect, no bad things, but only good things. And it's free. Everyone say free.
Free.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to learn how to laugh no matter what happened. We need to think about the goodness of God and ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, to fill you with the joy of the Lord and laughter. Can you imagine if your home, your husband, the husband and wife, keep laughing, keep having good time together, joy all the time, the kid's going to be happy. Is that right? The kid's going to grow up in a family that's full of joy. Amen. So we need to be the joyful church. And I want you to practice this from now on. Laugh every single day, no matter what happened to you. When you see the bad circumstance come in, you just laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. Amen. Let us practice right now. Put your hand on your tummy. Don't look too serious. Some of yours looks like a starch. Like a 3+ starch when you have the dry cleaner. How many starch? 3 starch. He want me to laugh. Some Christians are so serious. Put your hand on there. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Some guests in our room here think that this pastor is crazy. This neurosurgeon is crazy. Ha ha ha. I love you. I want you to be healthy. I don't want you to have brain surgery. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. I'm going to look at one corner at a time. Ha ha ha. How about this corner? How about in the back? Laughter is for every nationality. It's not only for Thai. We are doing the internal jogging right now. We are doing aerobic exercise in the church right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I see a big smile? Can I hear a big belly laughter in the whole church? 1, 2, 3. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every Sunday meeting is like this? People come in and we have fun. You know, I think people in America are tired of church because it looks so religious, so boring. People don't want to go to church. It's so boring. Oh. So boring. But our God is not a boring God. He's a fun and good God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember this sermon? Laugh every single day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone in this room that have not known Jesus Christ, you don't know Christ as your Savior. You live in depression. You live in anxiety. And you say, I need this fruit of the Holy Spirit. I need God to come into my life to have a joyful, abundant life. I'd like to really encourage you to receive Jesus into your heart. And He will come into you and begin to give the joy of God. He will begin to give you peace because He is the Prince of God. He's going to give you victory because God wants to give us victory. Amen. Hallelujah. How many people want Jesus in your life? Raise your hand now. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you pray with me and ask Jesus to come into your life right now. Follow my prayer. Close your eyes and pray with me. Father in heaven, I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I need the joy of God. I don't want depression anymore. I want victory, healing, goodness, strength, wisdom from heaven. Therefore today, I make a decision to receive Jesus into my heart. The fullness of God come into me right now. By the Holy Spirit, forgive my sin. From today on, I start a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give the mighty hand of praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. I still have one more sermon about joy, so you cannot get away from me. I come back with joy again. I want to see this church is full of joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We should live like that as a lifestyle. We should live a lifestyle of joy. Everywhere you go, you smile, you laugh, you really have good time. Don't have a long face. Amen. And you're going to live a long life. You will not get sick. You will look young and healthy. Amen. Look beautiful and handsome. How many people want to look handsome and beautiful? Amen. The smile on your face will make you younger. The joy of the Lord on the inside of you. Amen. I'm teaching you some secret today. Medical and spiritual secret. It's on both medical, scientific, and spiritual. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Before I let you go, in order to honor and bless those who fly from far away to receive the fire of God, I want them to get as much as they can. I want to pray for them, to bless them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These three sisters from out of town, could you please come out here? I'd like to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like to pray for Eureka too. Can Eureka come out here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come out here. The three sisters. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come close to me. Pastor Da, could you please come and pray? Hungry. Lift your hands. And say, God, touch me today. Give me the laughter. Give me the joy. Give me the strength. The fire of God. Touch me. Change me today. In Jesus' name. Father in heaven, put your hand upon them and touch them, Father. They spend money to fly from another city to come and receive the fire of God. Today, this Sunday, the history book will be rewritten, will be changed by the power of God. Their family shall be saved. Hallelujah. The Lord said to you, Katie, that God is going to use you to be an evangelist. You use your faith and pray for people. Signs and wonder and miracles are going to come. Healing is going to come to people. You're going to bring a lot of people to Christ in Arizona. and many parts of the world. God can anoint you with the anointing of evangelist. Just be humble and depend on God, say the Lord, Katie. Touch her, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Never be the same. Jesus. Fire. Fire. Fill. Fire. Fire. Fill. Right now. Fire. Fill. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Let it bubble from your tummy. Bubble from your tummy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bubble. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fill. Fire. Now. Now, fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill. The fire of the living God. Fill them right now in Jesus' mighty name. A touch from heaven. Jesus came and rescued me. Fire. Fire.
Suddenly,
a touch from heaven. Fire. Jesus.
Jesus came.
Fire.
And set me free.
Fire.
Like a woman with an issue.
Fire.
Up we press in. And we press in. Like a blind man waiting patiently. We press in into the crowd.
Fire.
And suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came and rescued me.
Fire.
And suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came and he set me free.
If you need to go, if you have something to do, feel free to leave. Feel free to leave. Feel free to leave. Fire.
Pressing, pressing to the, into the crowd.
And suddenly a touch from heaven.
Jesus came and rescued me.
Fire.
And suddenly
feel
a touch from heaven. Come, Lord, come. Jesus came.
Fire.
He set me free.
Fire. Right now.
And suddenly a touch from heaven.
Fire.
Jesus came and rescued me.
Fire.
And suddenly,
yes, Lord, touch.
A touch,
touch
from
heaven.
Jesus came and set me free.
Father, take care of your life. Fire. Feel right now.
Waiting patiently. I'll be pressing into the crowd. Come on, Lord. And suddenly a touch from heaven.
Fire. Bill.
Jesus came.
Fire.
And rescue me.
Fire.
And suddenly
fire.
A touch from heaven.
Bill.
Jesus came and set me free.
Fire. Bill.
Suddenly,
fire.
A touch from heaven.
Fire.
Jesus came.
Fire. Yes, Lord, Bill.
And rescued me.
Yes, Lord. Fire. Suddenly, Bill. Yes, Lord.
Touch from
more
heaven.
Fire. Yes, Lord. More fire. More fire. Breakthrough. Yes, Lord. The fire of the living God. Feel. Feel right now in Jesus' mighty name. Fire. Fire. Feel. Fire. Feel.
Thank you.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.